Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. No, I know you want Dave Mustaine's freckled cock, but I'm the next best thing. Let me put my floppy in your sloppy. Here's the show.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Mental Injection Livecast. This is the Noah birthday celebration edition. Noah's birthday is tomorrow.
I think
it's... Well, it's at midnight, yeah.
I think it's really sad that I'm celebrating my birthday on the internet.
Why?
First of all,
it's not really your birthday anyway.
First of all, and you're celebrating it with us here in the Mental Injection Studios, in the lavish studios.
That's why she said.
It's pretty lavish.
I think that was what she was getting.
I don't like you.
Don't you think it's lavish?
Anyway.
To celebrate, I'm going to spark a joint.
It's not fully lav. It's lavish. Thanks.
Zing.
Got a little one person in the Tina gallery.
Hold on.
No one else.
She just likes to clap.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
She'll clap at anything.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny's here. Jenny's lounging on our lavish couch in our lavish studio.
I'm trying to really get across that we're smoking on the air right now.
Jenny's wearing very, very stylish foot-warming socks, presumably to protect her feet because they need to be in pristine condition when someone licks and sniffs them later on.
Oh. Also, other than Jenny, Sean is here.
Sean. Good morning.
Queen Latifah on the website, who documents all the underground bands that we don't really want to go out to see.
No one
and, and Anthony's here.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
And, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
Anthony's going to be doing sound effects tonight.
Yay! That was a helicopter.
What was that?
That's
that
a
was
gorilla.
A second helicopter.
He just does helicopter sound effects.
We can go to our traffic report now. Let's go to Anthony up in the chopper. Anthony.
Look for Anthony on the Police Academy 17. Taking the place of Michael Winslow.
Awesome.
Michael Winslow and Anthony should have like a rap battle, but sound effects. All right, you got 60 seconds, yo. Go.
Wait, he's smoking.
Oh, damn it. Well, make a smoking sound effect, God damn it. What the fuck? That wasn't very good at all. Don't lie.
It wasn't a sound effect. It was actually smoking.
I think someone in the chat room asked, how does it feel to be 39? Was that addressed to me or to Darren?
I'm neither one of us is 39.
It says, and still remotely good-looking. So
I guess it is me.
C-U-N-T.
Double burn. So now, how does it feel?
Tuesday, right?
Yeah. I agree. You are
Darren
right.
Explained the meaning of cunt to me earlier today.
Oh, inappropriate.
I shouldn't have said that. You are remotely good looking. I apologize.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Just because it's your birthday.
If it wasn't your birthday, he wouldn't be this nice too.
Mm. I'm constantly always nice to her, and she constantly always insults me. I never do anything but pay her compliments, and she's always dissing me.
Didn't you call her fat once?
No, never.
You also insult her choice in sports teams. And her knowledge of
sports.
She doesn't have a choice in sports teams. There's nothing to insult.
I just like the opposite of what you like.
Right. She's doing it to be a cunt.
Yeah.
You next to me.
It's all making sense all of a sudden.
I believe that Noah's cuntery is all facetious and is orchestrated for the show.
Israel. That's
wait,
the most cuntery, isn't it?
Yeah. And that she's a very nice person underneath, so I don't really get offended.
That's not what Darren tells me after the show during late night I am sessions.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, Noah, she is such a... Why does she keep making fun of me?
Check his logs. Right now.
I don't want to check his logs.
He left them in the toilet.
Well, I don't want to touch him. Wait, so what does Darren say about me in these late night?
No,
I'm
completely joking.
I don't think so.
Except he's not.
He's not.
He's
joking. They're not at night.
That's right, because Darren plays poker after the show.
And before it. Sometimes during
a
little break.
Jaren has a bit of an addiction.
Everyone in the chat room is wishing her a happy birthday.
Yeah, Sharon's going nuts for Noah. Yeah,
I'm going to wish me a happy birthday. I don't know what birth means.
That's when you have your fourth abortion.
Oh, okay.
Fourth.
I am coming up on my fourth one. So.
Good.
Great.
When's that scheduled?
I'd look at it 2 more months.
She goes for the late-term abortions because they're cheaper.
And they're more
they
cool.
Are? Well, the abortionist is the bassist from Cannibal Corpse, so she's going to interview him while he's sticking
while he's aborting. Yes.
Always working for the site, Noah.
Always
professional.
Always thinking about metal injection.
Right.
Wow.
When she's getting her metal injection.
So that'll,
I see what you did there.
That'll be like the added footage that we put in on Wednesday.
That'll be the bonus
Saturday.
Footage.
Noah up in the stirrups.
I feel like we talked about free abortions last time.
It's a popular
good.
Topic.
True.
It's a wedge issue.
We like things that are free.
It's true.
That's what it
that's
is.
My price.
Over the Jews. Robert, you got to stop smoking and give the rundown of what's on the show today.
Well, today on the show...
Why are we getting a message from Skype?
We're getting spam
find
from
new
Skype.
Friends and real sex partners online right now.
As opposed to the fake ones.
How do you know it's spam? Maybe it's a legitimate business opportunity.
Rob, have you been using Skype for any other reason than
DateTheWife.com?
I've been looking for my next wife on Skype. I've been on Chat Roulette, and then I parlay that into a Skype convo.
You parlay the roulette?
Yeah. That's
very nice. Rob, it's parlette, all right?
I parlette the roulette conversation.
yeah. So where were we? Oh, yeah, you were going to run down the...
Right, so...
Can we just, like, just talk about what happened last week?
What's that?
Peter Steele died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He died.
He died like 1 minute after we started
talking.
No.
Well, here's what happened. We did our show. We did our show last week, and
we killed him.
We had a sketch. We had a little commercial, a little fake commercial where Peter Steele was selling a kid's music album or whatever.
You want to play that now?
And well, we can get to it in a minute, I guess, but. The thing is, like, right after the show, you know, we're doing the show, we're, like, just in our own little world, and then we sign on to Twitter, just checking our tweets, like, right after, and then we see, like, one of our friends who knows the band tweeted, so Peter Steele died earlier today. I found out from a source close to the band. Yeah, like, it's probably going to come out in the morning, and we're like, what? Like, wait a minute, we were just talking about Peter Steele.
Can I just say, though... Like, in order to, like, not make myself feel guilty about making fun of him, mm-hmm. I rationalized that who the hell was talking about Peter Steele before he died?
Besides us.
Just us.
Plus, I really don't feel like we're making fun of him. Like, we never really, like, insulted him directly.
He bought kitchens or whatever. Yeah.
But he goes to supermarkets.
Yeah, I feel it was, like, a tribute, a character tribute.
You do a somewhat unflattering impression of him, I think. But other than
it's absurd.
You didn't. Yeah. Exactly. He didn't really say anything negative about.
Yeah. Exactly. I just said he wanted to kill some school children.
We need somebody to get. We need somebody to get into his house and check his browser history. To see because there might be a chance that listening to the show.
How big you think that caution was?
I want to know how many pallbearers they're carrying because that's what I want to know. Like 13 pallbearers.
You think he donated his organs, like? Probably like 5 dying kids can share one liver.
I would think
they
liver.
Sent it back. Yeah, like the liver is just full of wine. That's
true.
So, yeah, no, but pretty crazy. Yeah, sure. I guess we could play
that
it.
That was sad. I was
he donated his cock to every fat girl who lives on Avenue M. Because they live for that shit. They have to have a separate memorial. Just for his cock, so all the girls that eat kosher pizza on Avenue M.
It's funny that you picked Avenue M because during the summertime, they have on Avenue M, they have a like a fair, like they bring all these rides down.
Oh,
and
God.
I was thinking they could put Peter Steele's cock like a carousel.
So all those ugly high school girls can finally lose their virginity.
so awesome.
Like a living Sibian?
Yes.
Well, not living, but...
Ex-living.
Yeah.
They should have had one of those fat Jewish hooers, you know, like, ride him at the last minute. Maybe would have given him a transfusion and, like, revived him. Really? She was on a period or something. Jewish menstrual blood is very potent.
Well, that's what he meant by cinnamon girl,
very
right?
Pure. Oh, we have.
That's why they have to bathe in a separate bath because it's life giving powers.
I thought that's just because they were filthy.
It's like the island. All right, who's on the line?
We have someone on the line. This is the Peter Steelstra player. Should we take which one? Should we take 260? 260, you're on the line with the Mental Injection Livecast. Who
this? This is Luke.
Hello, Luke. Where are you from?
Indiana.
Oh, nice. Have you called into the show before?
I've called, I think, twice.
And you expect us to remember you?
You never said that.
I'm assuming.
Happy birthday, Noah.
I was just going to go
away. Happy birthday to you, too.
Do you want to sing Noah happy birthday?
Not really.
He doesn't sound like much of a singer.
Look, Noah's asking for it.
Please sing it.
Do you know the word?
Happy birthday.
That's it.
That's it.
In the bridge version.
To who?
Wait, happy birthday to who? Yeah. You got to do it again.
Oh,
what? No blame.
Wait, start over from the top. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to Noah.
That's not how it goes.
Like a lounge.
Is that like,
like
your
that
own?
Version.
Is that like a cover?
I like
your
that
cheese
version.
Luke, use the force. Sing her happy birthday. Let go. Look inside your heart. You know it's true.
Well, what the fuck?
Oh,
I already did. I already did. I'm done.
Weak.
You're done?
Sorry.
Luke.
I'm done.
All right. Have a good night, man.
Luke. Luke, someone's talking to you.
Use the force.
It's kind of ironic. Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
It's kind of ironic because I missed the show last week because I was at a Chelsea Green concert.
Oh. Wow, that's exciting.
Did they thank the Metal Injection Livecast before their performance and after?
Did they dedicate part of the set to it? Did they play the song?
No, they didn't play that one, actually.
What?
I don't know why.
This is Chelsea Grin. I think I'm interviewing them.
What?
This weekend.
Saturday, right?
We're at the New England Metal Fest.
Oh, you're going to see them live, too?
I don't know if I'm going to see them live, but I'm going to interview them.
<with fans. laughs>
We're going to be pretty busy doing interviews, but is there anything you'd like me to ask them?
Yes.
That was directed to you, Luke.
What? What was the question?
Are you listening here? Or are we interrupting?
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were talking to me.
I said I'm going to interview Chelsea Grin this weekend. Is there anything you'd like me to ask them?
Nope.
No, Captain. James Earl Jones.
No, Luke, not the other people in the room.
No, not really. There's nothing I have to ask.
How would you rate their performance?
They were actually really good.
Yeah, you like them?
Yeah.
You a big fan?
Huh?
You a big fan?
I didn't really listen to them much, but their live performance was really good, so now I'm listening to them a little bit more.
There you go. Is it because of our show that you started listening to them?
Yeah, that's actually how I heard about them.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Luke.
Well, I have a few more things to say, actually.
Oh, you do? Whoa.
Yeah, listen, take your fucking time, will you?
Yeah. We only have 2 hours, so please, hurry up.
I have a few Jew jokes.
Oh, a few. Right. Now we're talking.
But I don't really know if you guys have heard them or not, so.
It's fine. We won't get offended.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Our seatbelts are buckled.
Who is the best Jewish cook?
Who?
Hitler.
No, it can't be that
yeah.
easy.
Fail.
That's not even...
really, like, it's offensive.
Plus, that's not even proper English. He would be the best Jew cook.
No, he'd be the best cook.
Maybe you haven't heard that.
Jewish cuisine.
They didn't eat him.
Jewzine?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going, keep going.
Next.
What happens when a Jew with an erection walks into a wall?
He bumps his nose.
His nose.
Your follower is a winkle.
Those are very good.
What else? What else?
What?
What else? Is that it?
He said three.
Yeah. No, I said a few.
Yeah, that's three.
There's two.
Four more.
A few is more than two.
Yeah, because it's not a couple.
Okay,
two
would
be a couple.
Okay, there was a couple then.
Make up one more.
Make one up.
For the last time.
Luke, you're disappointing your father.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry.
All right, thanks for calling in, Luke.
Wait,
there's more. What else, Luke?
I never got my CD because I wasn't registered when I called in last time. But now I'm registered, so can I get a CD?
What CD did you win last time?
I don't know, I think it was Municipal Waste.
Okay, yeah, just send me an email. Send me a private message.
If you still have that Carnifex, I'll take that, though.
This is what's known as something that could be in a private
Yeah,
email.
Yeah, send me an email.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Fascinating radio.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Luke.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 801.
Most impressive.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Happy birthday, Noah.
Thanks. All right, who is this?
It's Eggers.
Oh, what's up, Eggers?
How you doing?
You want to sing happy birthday to Noah? You want to sing
it
for us?
All right, I'll sing it.
Nice.
Happy birthday, dear Noah. I came here for the cake.
For the cock?
I came here for the cock.
So wait, you have cake in your room?
I do, actually.
Oh,
no. I wish. It would be fun.
Is that like a known something you change the song into? When you
yeah, I'd never heard it, but I guess.
Yeah, that's, I figured, deduce that from you, Joe.
That's why most people go to birthdays, especially if they barely know the person, just for the cake.
So you would only come to my birthday party for the cake?
I would only come if there was ice cream.
I don't know you, Noah. I know your radio personality.
You mean
well, first of all, who said Noah has a personality, all right?
Well, he said radio personality.
Well,
it doesn't
just
mean
saying.
It's a real-life personality to go along with it. He wasn't saying anything about that.
Who said
well,
she had
I mean,
a personality?
Yeah. You guys could totally be like those guys from the K1A Jazz, the Fish, coming at you, those commie guys. That,
what?
Like, sound like they're 23, but they're 45 and balding, and they're just trying. You know those guys?
Not personally.
You got something against balding?
Yeah, really. What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry, Sid. I really explained that pretty poorly. But you know those guys on morning radio? Those guys that sound
yeah,
like
you mean new guys.
Hey!
Yeah,
right.
Those guys.
Oh, please. Hello, everybody.
It's time to party.
We got a few prank phone calls for you coming up later in the top of the hour.
Uh-oh!
For those videos you guys showed of in your studio, I would have guessed you guys were 4 years older than you really are, just because the thing is I've been tricked so many times, I've just taken a guess.
Does this happen to you a lot going in radio?
Yeah, I've actually just been ruined my childhood. It's just been me going over to radio stations and me just freaking out these creepy old guys, and I thought they ate the dudes, and their voices
you
are coming
your
out
own
of them.
Senses all this time, just calling up radio shows. How old are you, sir? Thank you. You're like the Googler, but just with ages.
And radio stations.
The Googler.
He's just a subsidiary of the Googler Incorporated. He just does one thing.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mudflap. Mudflap, how old are you? Thank you.
Is this Grease Man, baby?
Bubba the Love Sponge? Is that you?
No, he can't ask that. He just has to ask the age. That's it. Can't say who is this. Anything else, Eggers?
Wait. If I only ask the age, then I go just ask, like, hey, who are you? And just wait for anyone to answer, say, thank you, bye. As if I can't direct the question to anyone?
All right.
I'm lost.
So anyway,
I'm spacey for 420. I'm sorry, guys.
So no, it's actually the day after 420.
Hey, Rob, what day is it today?
421.
It's March.
Of the week, Wednesday.
What was the joke
you forgot?
You
terrible joke.
You forgot your own joke.
Oh, well, no. I said I wasn't going to repeat it.
Thank you.
So not up.
Good.
Anyway, is that all?
I'm
feeling your show. I'll let you guys go now. Thanks for talking.
Thanks
Happy birthday again, Noah. See you guys.
Do you have any Jew jokes or stories you'd like to tell?
About Jews? Oh, he's gone.
Wait, was he asking us a question? I couldn't tell.
No, he was saying goodbye, I think. Good. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have smoked at the beginning.
Oops.
What was the joke? What was the 421 joke?
It's National Roach Day.
Is it? Okay, you got me. You trolled me.
yesterday was 420.
Jenny's cracking herself up.
Jenny's listening to the stream of the show, so she's a little bit of a delay.
She's 10 feet away from us, and she's hearing the stream. We're all talking through the air, too. She's
totally laughing 2 seconds after. It's hilarious.
You're listening to us on the stream, and we're right here.
You're not missing anything.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But we're not on with the caller now, so we're here. Okay. We're here, Jenny.
But you can't hear the sound effects.
Jenny, you did something really cool for 420, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a rally in New York City.
Who is we?
Yeah.
Empire State Normal.
Turn two bums with 4 foot beards.
Pretty much.
A cardboard sign.
And a Grateful Dead T-shirt.
Her and her army of slaves.
Stop it, Sid. I'm near you. I can pinch you.
Okay.
Now, let me ask. So this was like a rally in Union Square Park, which is like pretty popular destination in Manhattan, in New York City. Yeah.
It's like a stoner hangout.
Well, I don't know. Well, it was yesterday.
All of lower Manhattan is a stoner hangout.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to be caught dead smoking weed in Union Square Park.
Oh, Union Square. I thought you said Washington Square.
No, Union Square. But were people smoking?
People were smoking. Not blatantly. They were in the middle of the park. There was a lot of police. But they were just, they really weren't doing anything.
Now
they
you.
Letting us be.
Yeah, now you said that you consumed weed in an interesting fashion.
Yeah, I ate it.
What did you eat?
I a pill, and they had pixie sticks. I tried that.
Whoa.
And it was awesome. And I wish we lived in California.
So weed pixie sticks. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, and then how did you get home after this? Did you fly?
I took a cab.
That makes sense. But like how stoned were you the rest of the day?
I'm still a little stoned from yesterday. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
Cool. We had a good time.
What was the thing with the balloons you were all talking about?
Okay, so people were smoking mini joints, and then we had helium balloons all around, and they were taking the helium balloon and sticking it in it just as they saw a police officer and just letting it go so that it's now in the air and you can't really do anything about it.
But wouldn't a joint, like, pop a balloon? Is that what?
No.
How does that work out?
Because it's not a...
Do they, like, tape it to the balloon?
What?
Noah, are you serious? You never smoked a joint?
No.
It's not that big of a...
I've never smoked a joint and then put it into a balloon.
I feel like the heat would pop the balloon.
No,
I'm a scientist.
Doesn't.
I don't know.
She was there. Jenny was there. Jenny, you were there, right?
Yes, I was there.
But, like mentally, too?
She really was. I didn't smoke or eat, actually, anything. after the rally, so.
I believe you say before the crack.
No. Well, at 4:20, we had a little snack break.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it was good. We had a great time.
Did you socialize? Did you meet some people?
Yeah, I met a lot of people.
The world's largest shipment of ding-dongs came in a gigantic truck.
Are you referring to the snack food or the people there?
The wrestling tag team from the
80s. There was a tag team called the Ding-Dongs.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to derail the show, but that was a great tag team in WCW.
Who was in this?
The two masked guys.
Ding and Dong?
Yeah.
Duh.
I do not recall.
But anyway. So, yeah. So, Jenny, you're the most proactive stoner I know. I just want to say that.
Thank you very much. I try.
Now, if people want to get into this whole stoner movement, how can they support the cause?
Definitely go to normal.com and find your local chapter.
Wouldn't it be normal.org? Is there an organization?
She doesn't even know.
Isn't it N-O-R-M-L?
She keeps getting high and forgets the last part
yeah.
of it.
Like N-O-R-M-L.
Oh, it is .com. It works from .com. So N-O-R-M-L.
And if you're in New York, it's EmpireStateNormal.com.
Why can't it be New York Normal?
I don't know.
Copyright issues?
I do nothing. I just do Twitter updates, and that's all.
You bake.
I bake.
Why is it normal? I don't understand.
It's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
The Empire State Normal is like a daily Eastern Standard 420 reminder. Because every day at 420, it's like, hey, happy 420, everybody.
Yeah, I wake up from my nap just to tweet 420 for everybody.
That's how much passion she has
for weed,
movie.
Yeah.
That's how much passion she has. She wakes up for 30 seconds and goes back to
yeah.
sleep.
In the afternoon.
You know, most people have cell phones that have, like, alarm clocks built in. They can just handle that whole 420 reminder themselves.
Can't just be automated?
Yeah. You don't have to put yourself out to remind people.
People like it. They show me what they'll text me a picture of what they're smoking or what they're eating. And it's nice. It's a nice little community, Sid. Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it. They could still show you that stuff without you having a every day. It's like on Lost where he was pushing the buttons to make sure the world didn't blow up. You don't have the world won't blow up.
I didn't watch it yet.
Wait a minute.
This is from
didn't watch season. Spoiler alert.
But the world did blow up.
Not the world.
This is past what you've seen already though.
I gotta say though, if people haven't seen Lost, this is perfect time to catch up because there's only like, a month left.
Yeah.
I've never seen one full episode.
They're all on Hulu, the entire series.
This will be my lunch break now for the next 2 weeks.
And
2 weeks? It's gonna.
Dude, you're gonna call and stick to work, and you're gonna be like, sorry, bro, need to get through this season.
When I caught up in season 3. And, like, it took me about a week to watch all three seasons.
Like, back to back to back?
Well,
I
had to watch 2.5 seasons.
Okay.
And I would just, it would be, like, 5 in the morning. I'd be like, I gotta just, I'll just watch one more. Fuck it. And it
that's how I did it, too.
So
basically,
good.
I watched the first season in, like, a week, and then the second season in a weekend. Because I was like, all right, no, I gotta keep finding out what's happening here. I don't know. So it's a fantastic show. It's the live cast stamp of approval.
That
I'm getting into again.
Extreme Home Makeover.
No, my sister never saw Oz. Uh-huh. We just bought the whole series, and oh my god, it's such a good show.
It's pretty good.
Even the second time around.
I prefer The Wire.
There's a lot of penis in that show too.
Yeah,
is that why you like it so much?
It's kind of cool. They're big. I think that's a rule. You have to be really well hung.
Well, if you're not, you're going to probably be too embarrassed to be naked on TV.
Wow, they swing it around like it's nothing in there.
And also, small penis guys are too insecure to commit crimes, I think. So they don't wind up in jail.
Or they do the kind of crimes that you get executed pretty quickly for.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're hanging out in jail anyway.
They're serial killers.
Yeah.
They don't go into Gen Pop.
Exactly.
And that show has the absolute longest introduction in history.
The intro, like, to the show?
Yeah.
What is it?
They go, previously on Oz, and then it's like just penis comes out. Swinging meat, swinging in circles. Penises start sword fighting at each other.
Wait, I think I'm going to start watching Oz now.
Yeah.
How bummed out do you think Peter Steele was that Evan Seinfeld got on that show and not him?
He was on that show. He had a cameo. Yeah, in an episode. He was one of the Nazis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I bet Evan Seinfeld was the one that got him the.
He also did a promo for Oz, the episode he was on. We have that. Do you want to cue that up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Here it is. This week on Oz. Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard some news about.
No, what?
I wanted you to just be Peter Steele and say, I'm going to be on Oz with my big penis this week.
Wait, let's do it again.
Hold on. Let's rewind. We'll edit this.
We have this clip of Peter Steele when he was on Oz. He did a promo. We have that. Cue that up.
Hello, I'm Peter Steele, and I'm going to be on Oz this week with my gigantic schlong. So watch it on HBO. It's not TV. It's Peter Steele.
And penis.
Man, I feel kind of bad doing that now.
HBO. It's not TV. It's penis.
Yeah, pretty much on Oz. That's what it was.
Too soon. Not cool in the chat room.
I kind of agree, guys.
It
had an animated opening of just penises, like speed racer, just racing in cars.
Darren, I think you've said penis about 30 times already.
Said what?
Penis.
Penis Steel. If you say it fast enough, it sounds like...
I'm Penis Steel!
If we say it's Penis Steel, is it no longer wrong?
Right,
is it like its own thing now?
He's like, probably called that.
Here, have some penis M&M's.
Peter Steele, don't want no penis M&M's.
That was the tragedy of Peter Steele, a gigantic penis, but his balls were the size of M&M's. It was like a Twilight Zone episode.
Elise in the chat room from Rain and Blonde says, I honored the memory of Peter Steele by finding his Playgirl pictures and touching myself.
And Elise, you're wrong, because that would not honor Peter Steele. He was completely ashamed of his Playgirl pictures.
I'm sure he was fine with girls touching themselves, too.
Well,
dudes.
Yeah, he found out that it was like 20% of the readership was women and the rest was gay guys, and he got very ashamed
he
of it.
He didn't know beforehand?
Nope. He did a whole interview about it, how he regrets it. You know?
Oh. I assume these kind of things.
Hey, man, homos buy CDs, too.
Listen, I was, you know.
He said he would get
when
they would do like signings, that dudes would come up to him.
Well, I mean, also, why was he touring with the Scissor Sisters if he didn't want the gay audience?
What?
He liked lesbos. He thought they were like scissor legging on stage.
You misunderstood.
He thought they were into tribadism.
Those gay people keep tricking him.
Those fucking gays.
So clever.
That's good.
How we know he's in heaven, because you know God hates fags, right? By according to religion, anyway.
Well, I don't think he said he hates fags. He just said he didn't like how like overt they were being with him. Like he was just like, look, I like girls.
I was just exaggerating.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not accusing people of homophobia.
I'm just saying.
He probably was homophobic, though. He was racist, right?
Maybe.
Didn't Carnivore have racist songs?
Oh yeah.
There was some mild racism.
Mild.
What was one of them? What?
Well, there's a whole song called "Race War,"
that's ambiguous.
Hold on, let me find the exact lyrics.
All right, we're doing a little mini tribute to Peter Steele, playing his racist catalog.
Going up Carnivore lyrics.
Okay.
Darklyrics.com.
We should just play it because you could pretty much understand what he's saying.
Okay. So did he ever decry his own lyrics that he wrote?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Didn't he also like write some lyrics for some other band that were even more racist?
I don't know.
One of the chat said, "Well, hey, why don't you guys just go desecrate his corpse now?"
I love Peter Steele.
We should do a live remote from the cemetery.
Glad he's dead.
See? He believes in freedom.
Yeah, I have the right to hate him.
He agrees with me.
Oh,
Was this off the album that won the Grammy?
This album did not win a Grammy.
Dogs versus cats!
Here we go.
Yeah. Wow. I don't like the NBA.
Sorry. This is like the best line in the thing.
Sorry, I fucked it up. Stymie was the worst little rascal. I used to hate Good Times. That was the worst sitcom ever.
See, now it gets all typo-y.
Fuck George Jefferson. I ain't moving on up. I fell from a different cunt than George Jefferson.
This song is a good example of his musical diversity, though. He could be shitty in lots of different styles of music.
This is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about, Sid.
No. No.
This is great.
Well, I don't know that this song is awesome. It's kind of, I don't agree with the message that he's saying.
I would agree with the message, but it's a catchy tune.
Do you like him this much outside of Brooklyn?
I don't think he's as popular.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you should. You were telling me about a friend of ours that was like over dramatizing his death as if he was devastated.
Oh man.
I would like to hear the story too.
Well, it's Squiggy, who you guys know, but
did we ever mention him on the air?
I think we might mention him, but it's just this guy we know, who kind of looks like character Squiggy off a show that none of you have ever seen.
Squiggy was, if the character Squiggy was a rapist.
He kind of he looks like Dieter from Sprocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That works.
And so anyway, you know, Peter Steele's from Brooklyn.
Right.
A lot of people knew him. And this guy, Squiggy, his mother knew Peter Steele's sister. Mm-hmm. So I saw him a few days ago, and he's like a total gossip queen, this guy.
Yeah.
So he comes up, he's like, did you hear? And I'm like, what? About Peter Steele. I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Right. Yeah.
He didn't like Good Times.
Like, I mean, like.
Does he know that you have a news blog?
Yeah, it's kind of my job to report on this stuff, but okay. Yes, I have heard. That's why I was like, what could I have heard about that you know? That was my initial, like, what? He's like, yeah, Peter Dog, yeah, it was crazy, because, My mother calls me, and she's like, it happened. And I'm like, what? And she's like, Peter. And then I knew. I just knew. And I was just like, really? Like, was it really that dramatic? Like, it happened. What? And then he said that he could try to get me into Peter Steele's wake.
What? You should go dressed as Peter Steele.
Yeah.
And you guys should do something.
I should go, Peter Steele.
I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you for thinking I was dead.
So
awful. Could we rent a school bus and follow the funeral procession? Just honking the whole way? Like, you're late for work, motherfucker. Get out of that box.
Awesome. So wrong.
What is awful about that?
It makes me feel uncomfortable too, Rob.
It's awesome.
I like had like a megaphone that was like,
you know, we spent the first 2 minutes of this discussion talking about how we didn't insult Peter Steele last week. We spent the last 8 minutes talking about him.
It killed me all week long that we found out after the show and I didn't get a chance to shit talk Peter Steele the day he died. That's going to be one of my biggest regrets about this livecast for the rest
the
of the time.
Biggest regret of your life?
Yeah.
You're certainly making up for it now.
But it doesn't. It's not as harsh as if it was the same day.
That's
like
true.
If it was my instant reaction and I was just saying this stuff, you'd be even more fucked up.
Wow.
Like I've had a week.
She's gonna work
wait,
on.
Wait,
on
what
a
was
time
your
machine.
Facebook status?
Hold on. Groban in the chat room says, you know, he was saying you guys should cover it, and then he goes, "Get crying people to say you're getting your fix on Metal Injection." It's so awful.
Send that guy a CD.
But yeah, my,
even Canada, we don't ship outside the U.S.
That's very far from Brooklyn. That's why he doesn't care about Peter Steele. The further from Brooklyn you get, the less you care about the music.
Wait, we have a lot of people in the chat room. Most of them probably not from New York. Do you guys know who Peter Steele Type O Negative
is?
Type O Negative was pretty popular in the 90s. I mean, the record went gold.
So is Dishwalla. Big Dishwalla fan, Rob.
Is that like a dishwashing liquid?
Exactly.
It's a shitty band.
Like Palmolive?
Pop band.
Remember Savage Garden?
Yeah, I remember them.
Rob used to be a big fan.
Nickelback's pretty popular right now.
Deep Blue Something.
Okay.
Yes.
The Goo Goo Dolls?
I think what Sid's getting at is blind. Popular things aren't necessarily good.
Yeah.
I guess.
We've got a Skype caller.
But I like some Type O Negative.
All right, somebody from Skype, you're on the air. Dylan, perhaps. Hello?
1-1-1-1-1.
No, I think you have to press the on-air button.
They hung up.
I did.
Oh, they hung up.
I was pretty impressed that MTV.com had such a huge Peter Steele.
I got to cue that up because
it was
Sway. Who is normally their hip-hop news correspondent.
Oh. He was reporting on
He Peter reported Steele. On Peter Steele, and it was clear he had no fucking idea.
Well, does MTV News have any other reporters anymore? Is he the only one left?
No, they got that English guy, Tim Cash.
They have
that
lesbian from America's Next.
What about that Asian woman? Suchin Pak? Suchin.
God bless you.
John Norris? Is he still around?
No, they let him go.
Still in the building.
Does he still wear the metallic NKOTB hat like he used to? He used to rock that shit all the time.
Did they ever wheel out Kurt Loder?
Oh. He just does, he does movie sense. Reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Loder's still in the movies.
But he still shows up to the office?
Oh, yeah, he's still
Loder.
The office. He's still there.
How old is Kurt Loder?
He's
got to be 65.
Yeah.
Sean is our MTV insider.
Yeah. Sean is my real name.
On Shay.
Better.
Be on Shay.
It's Shawn.
True story. No, he's still there. Norris is in the lunchroom that sways around.
What does John Norris eat in the cafeteria?
Just coffee. Young intern.
He looks like a very straight-laced guy. Like, I don't know. Does he ever rip off farts or anything like that?
No, he's kind of like anorexic thin. Comes in kind of skeletal, gets his coffee.
What about that gay guy that used to do the movie reviews a long time ago? Who's the Chris?
Chris Connolly? He's gay.
He looks gay.
Compared to John Norris.
Yeah, John Norris totally outgassed
right. him. I meant that as a given. That he's. But you don't think that guy was effeminate? The movie guy?
Nah. He does stuff for ESPN now sometimes.
What does that mean? He's not gay?
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Jenny
thinks he was effeminate.
Fair enough.
I queued up the swig.
Plus, I had sex with him. So.
Oh, no.
Well, that confirms it then.
What do you got?
It's a buffering. Off our ring.
Yo. On some real shit.
Today, as metal veteran Petra T. Retychik, the lead singer and bassist for Type O Negative, was found dead at the age of 48.
Hey, pause it for a second. We got the lost unedited footage of that when he was talking, like he did a bad take. Can I play that?
Yeah,
let's play
that.
Yo, why I got to talk about this cracker here, man? Come on now. I don't even know who the... Petro who? Who the fuck is Petro Cake Stick? Fuck that shit.
The best part, though, was when they interviewed Ja Rule and... What he about
any rappers get shot today? Can I talk about that?
Let's go T.I. in jail.
Didn't Ja Rule do a duet with Peter Steele back in the day? Don't we have?
Yeah, here it is.
I'm Peter Steele!
You know what I just realized? Oh. My hatred for Peter Steele made me request that we play this song.
That's true.
The song that I always would do anything to get us to not play.
All right, let's
get your hatred for Peter Steele is way greater than your hatred for Ja Rule featuring Metallica.
All right, back to Smooth.
Better known by his stage name, Peter Steele, the giant side singer, bass heavy voice, was a vital part of Type O Negative's rise to fame in the early 90s. The Gothic Rockets crafted 7 albums and were often featured on MTV's Headbangers Ball. Speculation late Wednesday evening
that
Steele's passing from heart failure initially brought back memories of a 2005 prank where the Type O website posted a fake gravestone with the words Peter Steele, 1962 to 2005, free at last, carved on it. Unfortunately, this time the rumors are true, with multiple sources confirming
multiple
the news.
Sources.
It's with great sadness that we give our condolences to the family and friends of Peter Steele, reads a message on record label SPV's MySpace. With his band Carnivore and Type O Negative, he achieved cult status and was loved by fans around the world. The world has lost a charismatic frontman and a very talented person.
I wonder when the last time MTV played Type O Negative was.
So keep it here.
Just on their website.
This clip.
3 in the morning. I
figured.
Well, before this. Amy, man, eat a dick. So what if the only job I got is reading MTV News?
That's iced tea. That's not sway.
I sound the same. That's why I was taking that joke.
Because you're a racist?
Because I'm a racist? Because two people sound the same?
That, because they're black.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
Wait, is Ice-T fully black?
Yes, I'm saying all black people sound the same because two of them sound the same.
Well, now you just admitted it. You just admitted it.
No, that was...
You just said, yes, I am saying
that was
all black people sound the same.
Let's
not literally.
Ready to rumble.
Rob's not that bright. He doesn't know sarcasm.
I'm sorry. I just take everything for the literal.
Wait, can someone answer my question?
What's your question?
What? No, it's not Ice-T, no.
I like that there's someone in the chat room named Peter Steele's replacement bus driver.
She wanted to know if Ice-T was fully black.
I think so.
He's not a mulatto.
I don't think so.
I don't think you use that word either.
Octoroon? Is that something? That's if you're
you
one
mean macaroon.
No, Octoroon is if you're 1/8 black.
Yeah.
Where's the rune coming from?
Really?
No, yeah.
Quadroon. Quadroon is 1/4 black.
Yeah, that's even worse. Is what's for half? Half
mulatto.
Rune? Oh. Yeah,
macaroon.
Why do they go away from the rune?
I think they started the rune going back because, you know, the first thing they
so what's if you're 1/16?
1/16th rune? I don't know. I don't know.
How
I don't think they
go?
Bothered with that. Like by the time the next generation
they weren't smart enough.
Came out,
those,
yeah.
Those crackers. It's amazing they even got to Octoroon.
Right. Oh, well, also probably like the stupid crackers couldn't resist being with black girls, so like they never had only 1/16th.
Did you say stupid crackers?
Yeah.
You call your own kind crackers?
No, I mean
it's only half cracker.
No, I'm all cracker. What are you talking about? But cracker, I meant cracker and like slavery, slave drivers.
Well, your Jew half isn't slave owning.
Right, but I'm white.
Yeah, but not the slave owning kind.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe your
true.
Spanish half.
No, they were Jews.
Oh, so maybe they didn't.
Spanish Jew.
Should we call you Lord?
My
Darren?
Spanish side were the ones getting fucked up in the Inquisition.
No, that's true. Well, not fucked up enough that you weren't born.
Well, they fled, actually.
Oh, there you go. Fucking cowards.
Sure. See what you do when you got a hot poker up your ass.
Try me.
Jenny.
Hey. Coming up in the second hour, we should get a hot poker.
I hope you know it.
You got to put an ad on Collar Me.
Yeah.
I like hot pokers up my asshole. Let's play Inquisition.
Do they have that feature, that option on the Collar Me? Jenny?
She's on a delay still.
Hot poker.
Headphones on.
Yeah, they have stuff like that.
So hot that the fire
cops are coming.
Yeah,
anyway, there's someone with, I'm not going to say what it is, but the name of your sister is in the chat room.
Oh, I didn't want to acknowledge it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. How did people know that?
Probably from my Facebook.
That's creepy.
Do they know her phone number? Could the Google call her phone? I guess it's the same as your parents' phone number.
Yeah, well, she has a cell phone, too. So.
Oh, well, Google it if you're still listening.
Get it.
It's your biggest mission yet.
I think he's over us. I think he's mad at us.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He got his own podcast, probably. on Blog Talk Radio. Google chat.
What would his podcast be like?
Hey, everybody. It's 72 degrees in Central Park. I'm going to be calling people and asking them simple questions and then hanging up.
All right.
But first, let's go to Anthony with the traffic. Anthony. Anthony, is there traffic today?
No traffic today.
Thank you.
Landed.
The show is called Okay, Thank You with the Googler.
Let's go to Noah. Is going to show us how to make a good cilantro salad. Noah, do you make salads?
I only toss salads.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, Noah. You're doing the Googlers podcast too? When did this happen?
I like to get around. What can I say?
Whoa. Oh.
Also, he pays. You don't.
True. True. All right. Shall we take a music break?
What, do you call it first?
No, Colin.
I want to say happy birthday to Noah.
Oh, maybe Colin. Okay, Colin. Let's see if Colin wants to wish Noah happy birthday. Colin, do you? Colin.
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 Coco.
Call.
Maybe it's not Colin. Maybe it's somebody else.
203.
Colin.
He's probably fell asleep.
Cologne.
Maybe he choked on his own drool and he's dead.
All right, let's do a...
Colin, wake up. Colin!
Ferris Bueller?
Colin. Yes. Yes. Colin. All right, he's out.
All right, so...
Rob, your sister wants to request the song.
Tell me when that was later.
All right, we're going to start the music break off with Typo Negative.
Oh.
By the way, all the music tonight was picked by Noah. It's her birthday playlist.
Moon sorrow.
There is no moon sorrow on this playlist.
It's all moon sorrow.
Oh, someone in the chat called Darren Is So Hot says, I'd like to request Darren in my bed.
Oh.
What's your name, sir?
Get in line.
What's your name, sir?
I do. You know, it's weird that you say that because I attract gay men.
Because you're a bear.
Yeah, I know.
You're so sweet.
It's true. No, but
you're
right,
a teddy bear.
But like people in the street don't know that I'm sweet. Like I always get gay guys doing one of these.
Because you walk around with a smile.
Wait, why don't you explain to the listeners what
I licked my finger. I always get eyes from like, you know.
Have you ever gotten any pickup lines?
Felt up on the bus?
Not like, you know, funny lines that I would say on the show. But.
All right, then.
How much would it take?
How much would it take for what? Sid?
For you to fall into the arms of one of these...
fall into their arms? Whatever, a grand.
Fall into their arms ass first.
And that's it? I don't have to have sex?
Well, you don't have. You just lay there. You let them have sex.
No, I wouldn't do that for any amount of money.
What if a gay guy wanted to suck your dick
for
money? How much would that cost?
Through a hole in a sheet?
Six figures.
Wow, can I watch?
What gay guy would pay six figures to suck your dick?
Exactly, but I'm answering his hypothetical question.
Like some kind of poker debt situation, you couldn't pay it off.
Can we set up a new PayPal? That's six figures?
Are you interested?
That's 20 in my wallet.
Well, Sean, for you. $99.99.95.
Did I write a check?
Yeah, sure. How about you, Sid? How much?
How much would I require to let a gay dude suck my dick?
Yes.
$5,000. How's that?
Less. I can see you on his face.
Okay, let me ask the question. Would I have to let him keep doing it to the... would I have to come, or would there be, like, Okay, he's 5 minutes and then stop.
I feel there have to be some kind of clearly defined parameters.
So what are the parameters?
I would say you have to. Well,
yeah,
well what?
Definitely not like, oh,
that's not,
we're done.
But that's not fair, because what if Sid's so not turned on at all that he doesn't bust a nut at all?
Wait.
Well, isn't that really on the guy?
Wait. Why can't Sid suck the guy off?
Okay.
That's a different question. That's a different question.
No amount of money, though, like set you up for life, you know, $10 million.
If you like going down on girls, maybe you'd like really going down on guys.
You don't have to like it. It's money.
Think of it as a big clit.
It's one time. You never have to ever do it again.
Balls,
and you got $10 million.
What would be the price for you, Dan?
I don't know. I'm asking you first, and then I'll see what your price is. And I'll,
yeah, I see where
I'll make it $3 more than that.
But it's just like the price is right. Is somebody going to wager at
$1?
The price is wrong, bitch. Go for this.
how much would you have to be paid to suck a guy's dick?
Probably not.
A quarter.
Dinner.
Seriously?
Dinner?
Pizza place in the corner?
No, it's sushi.
Why do you think I asked about dinner, Rob?
Oh, wow. It all makes sense now.
What about a guy's asshole?
What about a guy's asshole?
How much?
Strangers or like?
Has that been charted yet?
I believe we've talked about this.
I don't remember.
Tongue in the brown eye, is that where we are?
Yeah. Didn't we? All right, I'll ask Rob. What did she say last time we spoke?
Well, I don't know about like licking an asshole.
She fingered it?
But, yeah, there was definitely some fingering.
Why do we got a pussy foot around this shit?
From,
you're definitely.
There was also some pussy footing.
Yeah.
There was some footing from pussy. So, all right, we may have discussed this in the archives somewhere, but just to recap,
I don't want to talk about my asshole escapades.
We just talked about how much it would cost to suck cock.
We still haven't gotten a figure from Sid. All right,
that's true. He said, no, he did. He said no amount. He said that would never happen.
No, for a guy to blow you, though, how much would it cost?
Well, once again, I need the parameters.
The parameters are a...
Jenny, can be a flat.
How about this? 10 minutes or until you come?
That's about what I was going to say. Well, 20 minutes.
20 minutes? No. Yeah,
20 minutes? That's... Well, he's
not going to come in 10 minutes from a fucking guy who
does
not attract. His
mouth wouldn't get tired? 20 minutes.
He could take a break.
But does that count in the 20 minutes, or does the clock stop?
The clock runs through the break.
Oh, he gets a lunch break. That's really nice.
Smoke break and you're laughing and goes back
up. Someone in the chat said, could Sid last 20? I don't think Sid could last 20, but I think with a man he could last 20. Because he's not into men. I don't know.
Yeah,
I very heterosexual.
Also, if you just close your eyes, how would you even...
You know.
The fucking mustache stubble on my pelvis?
You'd request a shave.
You would know.
You've been with Greek women, Sid, haven't you?
Oh.
How would he not know? He's getting like a specified amount of money for this act to be performed.
Okay, what if it's like a Russian roulette glory hole kind of thing? That's two broads, one dude. Spin him around.
So then I don't know, and will I find out after?
You'll find out after, 100%.
But
probably will stop the wheel on the dude every time.
That's, the wheel is just a fictional to confuse you. That it might be a woman.
There really aren't even any women in the room.
Yeah, there's really sound effects coming from over here.
Someone asked how much would it... Someone said, how much would it cost for me to suck Sid off?
Sid?
Yes, fetus eater while still...
Wait, it's Sid! It's me! Like, I'd do it, but Sid needs to be convinced. No. He's like a brother to me. I can't.
Wait, who would say
that? You always say
that. Situation?
You always use the.
It's true.
Oh, so you. Excuse. So wait,
like
you wouldn't blow your brother.
No.
But you want your sister to show off her boobs.
I do not. When did I say I want her to show her boobs off? I defy you to find that in any of our shows.
We have it in the behind the scenes. You were like, some point there was something we talked about.
What? Well, I want verbatim. Go ahead.
Oh boy, I'm gonna find this.
Maybe facetiously. I don't really.
Oh.
Well, I honestly don't remember saying that at all. Did I? Seriously, forget the joking around.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I did not.
Yes.
Yes.
What was it?
I have to find this.
It was something like, show off your boobs.
Someone in the chat room would like to know how much it would take for Noah to step off the wall.
There's not enough money in this world.
And Antonella would come after you.
All right, start the show over.
Welcome back to Texas, Rob.
That's me.
What'd you do last week? The show?
Behind the scenes.
It was pretty
Look, let's get it during the break, so I don't fast forward through the whole thing.
I don't know.
Get it during the break and then bust me.
All right, sounds good.
Or you can just go
bust
back and watch.
Bust on you.
Go into the channel section, watch the behind-the-scenes clip labeled Your Sister, and then you can
really?
Try that for yourself. Yeah.
How
it's
come there wasn't a behind-the-scenes clip last week?
I didn't feel like it.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to do this music break, I feel.
Why are you crying, Rob?
Sad, because Phoenix feels
there,
sad.
There is tears coming over Rob's
Rob
eyes.
Cries a lot just involuntarily. He's just got a lot of sadness and stuff.
Very much. Oh, someone in our chat room said how much to suck off Peter Steele. Oh, no. Peter Cedar.
Dead or alive.
Watch your tongue.
That's what he's trying to do.
So, yeah, we're going to start off with Typo covering Black Sabbath's Black Sabbath.
It's a really long, long song.
7 minutes and 45 seconds.
And it's awesome.
Wait, did you just say it's awesome?
I said I bet it's awesome.
See, no one on the show understands sarcasm except us two. Wait, was that sarcasm?
No.
How about that one?
Yes.
Wait, that one was sarcastic, though, right?
No.
Was that sarcastic?
That was definitely sarcastic.
Play this one.
That was...
Thank you.
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a guy for 2 tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God, no.
Hey, we're back on the air. You're going to be hearing a bunch of chewing and stuff.
We warned them in the show preview.
Because we're having an ice cream cake provided by Jenny. Yay, Jenny! And it's all in celebration of Noah's birthday. So now we're going to sing happy birthday to Noah. Guys, are you ready?
I don't want it.
Are you ready?
Me.
Ready? All right. And a one, and a two, and a...
Happy birthday to Noah.
Happy birthday to Noah.
Yeah, the fucking birthday.
Break down.
Birthday. Birthday.
We should quit our day job.
I think we should be a metal birthday singer.
Telegram. You know we should be a singing telegram.
We should just like work for chain restaurants so that they don't have to get their waiters to do it. Like they just hire us to come out. We'll just do
it. We have like a beeper. We just pop around the neighborhood.
Fucking bullshit.
Oh, the Sheik.
You know, that actually reminds me that the Sheik sent in a song for Noah's birthday. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is the sound up good? Here it is. Put that up a little. That's as high as it goes here. The Iron Sheik. That's what I did.
No, lower the song.
I thought Darren was still make it louder.
No. You, Darren, you have to lower the song.
I did. Okay, let's start it over.
I can always can't
Darren.
I think I got a contact high.
I don't know what's going on here.
I can't hear myself either.
I don't know what number you are.
Darren, Zach Wells, pitch harmonic, is telling you to zoom it. You want to send it off? Not me, the Iron Sheik is. Sorry, Sheik, baby. She got better.
Okay, we got it.
Oh, just getting to the good part.
Oh, this is the good part?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
That reminded me of fifth grade chorus class with Miss Graham.
Thank you, Sheik.
It's Noah's birthday!
Breakdown! Birthday! Unity!
I don't like that kind of music.
Okay.
Nobody does.
So, Noah played a bunch of music, and in the live chats, people were not into it.
I was getting rave reviews.
From who?
Do you understand the definition of rave? It's the complete opposite of what you were getting.
They were being sarcastic. They really liked it.
I know, they did.
We have gotten a few requests to do Thrasher to Trash It today. I don't know if you're interested.
Yeah, sure, but right now we have a caller.
We'll do that later.
916. Are you there?
Hey. Yep.
Who is this? Where are you from?
This is Austin, Roseville. We've discussed this.
I remember, yes. How's it going, Austin, Roseville?
What the hell is
it's going all right. I called, I guess, first to wish Noah a belated birthday.
It didn't happen
and
yet.
And you guys are late 420.
Oh.
Well, maybe he meant for last year. It's been like,
okay. Do you want to sing happy birthday to Noah?
I guess I would, but I don't know.
Think of something quick.
He got his vocal cords removed.
I actually did have dental surgery today. I got a couple fillings, and my mouth was stopped being numb about an hour ago. So I guess I could, but I don't know if you'd want me to.
Go ahead. Yeah, we do.
Just Okay. happy birthday to you. I'm going to stop there.
I got it.
All right. I'm not going to keep going. That was not pleasant for me.
It wasn't
going to be any better for you guys.
I loved it.
No, I'm liking it.
You sound like the
other telegram.
You sound like the pimply teenage kid on The Simpsons.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Do a death metal version of that.
I'm not too great at growling.
What's your vocal style?
Jesus, are you good at anything? Come on. Big squeals?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with all the technical terms.
Breathe.
Falsetto and a concerto or something like that.
Do whatever vocal style you feel comfortable in.
Just not staccato, not that one.
You guys really want me to finish it?
Yes.
Do it.
Okay. I'm going to sing it fast.
Do it.
Okay, I believe, yeah. So the first verse, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday to you.
Good job.
Yeah.
Austin.
Our studio audience is going wild.
Oh, my God.
All right, now the second verse.
I got a half stack. Let's do it again.
We weren't recording that time, though. You got to do it again.
But this time it's
cat does not seem to like me. Sorry, I know, drifting off topic.
Hey.
I'm kind of just hearing, I don't know, if that's just my phone, but I'm just kind of hearing snickering or something.
What? But
that would be shit.
No, that's just us eating cake. But, was there anything else? You said there was something else. Was there?
I guess I was kind of calling to see how those your guys' respective Opeth concerts went.
Oh, we did go see Opeth last week.
Well, you actually brought up a topic.
One of you went to New York, right? And then the other one was in L.A.
I went to the one in New York, and Rob went, and Frank went to the one in L.A.
But we talked about this last week.
We talked about it briefly.
He wants you to elaborate.
Last
week, Austin.
Admittedly, I've been taking a break, so I haven't heard anything for like the past month.
Wait, you've been taking a break? Is it us or is it you?
What do you think?
it's me. Like, my school is actually wrapping up to finals, so
In other words, you missed the show and you want us to do it again for you over the phone.
Yeah.
As opposed to just listening to the car.
Absolutely don't have to.
Thanks.
We're just joking around.
That's that.
But no, it was cool. Noah, you enjoyed yours. I enjoyed mine. Can we move
on? did you guys? I mean, I heard. I think I read something like the sound was not good in L.A. Was it really that bad or?
No, I thought the sound was great. I don't know. I was fine. It was fine with it. Where I was standing, I was like right by the soundboard. So
the sound guy in New York messed up a little bit.
Rob, what was the UPC?
It wasn't as bad as Dave Mustaine's freak out.
What?
Wait, say it again.
Oh, I said okay. I read an article I think like 2 months ago about a show that I can't remember the city, but apparently the sound system didn't work out too well, and he wrote like this page-long rant about how the sound system or the sound guys needed to get their shit together, and so they played a second show the next night, but he was pretty harsh on the
good sound. It was good. I actually wrote a detailed review in the blog that you can check out.
But he was taking a break from Metal Injection.
Well, he's on it now. Do a search. Do a search for Opeth.
Oh yeah, I'm back on the habit.
Yeah, just taking a break right now.
Austin, don't listen to Darren.
What? What did I say?
I barely heard him. Someone kicked in my door.
Cool. What? Well, thanks for getting back on the wagon or off
We're
the wagon.
We're going to wrap up signal.
We don't even have. But all right, Austin. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a good night, guys.
Thank you for singing me happy birthday.
No problem. Yeah, have a good birthday once again.
I will, on the internet.
On the interweb.
Thank you for that.
I don't know what Noah's coming on to you, Austin, but all right. We'll see you later.
Yes.
All right.
Oh. All right, we're back.
Jack, are you here?
Yeah. No.
Oh, is it time?
I don't know.
Do we have
any?
Can I throw one out? Oh, I want to throw one out. Can I?
Wait, but I have to win because it's my birthday.
Win what?
The game.
It's not a game. Competitive game. The only losers are the bands.
Okay, you win.
You win, Noah. Yeah.
All right.
Noah wins.
That means you won.
What do we have for the lovely Noah?
Thrash it or trash it.
We have another caller.
An embarrassing night before her birthday.
.480, is this Nina?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Nina, do you want to wish Noah happy birthday?
Yes. Happy birthday, Noah.
Are you going to sing her happy birthday?
I don't think the chat would like it.
It doesn't matter what they think.
Who cares what the chat thinks?
I don't think I'd like that.
More people in this room than in the chat. Right?
That's not true. Come on, Jack.
Well,
all right, Nina, why did you call
in?
Are
you calling her to come on, Darren?
Just call her happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Nina.
Well,
all right, Nina. Why did I thank Nina for wishing her happy birthday? Wait. Sean, are we getting the wrap-up signal?
Yeah, we are.
We're getting the wrap-up signal. I'm sorry, Nina. We got to go.
And four, three.
Thanks, Nina. Thanks for calling in. But, okay, here's something that Shreddy Lee private messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
He's loading it up. It's his band. Shreddy Lee is a metal injection junkie called Shred Scare.
I get it.
Do you get what?
Are all the songs Shred puns?
Like Red Scare?
Yeah, the one
Russian
was like a bad recreation of a hammer and sickle, right?
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's a flying V and sickle.
So, is there a song, The Hunt for Shred October, on there?
I would hope so.
Bread to Shred.
Bread to Shred.
PC. Ride. Skull Ripper.
Better Shred than Red. Oh, did you?
I said better dead than Shred.
Sorry.
Thrash and Burn. Thrash Stash.
Soapin says Lady and Shred.
I think we should listen to Bread to Shred.
B-R-E-D or B-R-E-A-D?
B-R-E-D.
Oh, it's not as good.
Like you ate a sandwich and then you're going to shred. I went from bread to shred.
Yeah, that's better.
Shred dancing.
I give a thrash.
Yeah, this is not bad. This is
I like subtle tendency. I've been.
Yeah.
I like the gang vocals.
This is someone in our chat room?
Not in our chat room, but he private messaged me. He's a metal injection junkie named Shreddy Lee.
That is a loser.
Where are they from?
Kansas City.
Yeah, this is
good. Yeah.
There you go. And you're very welcome for a bunch of new song titles tonight. Yeah, it's pretty good. They're actually playing a show with Toxic Holocaust.
Oh, who would have thunk?
April 28th in Kansas City, Missouri. So you can check them out. The band is Shred Scare. MySpace.com/Shred Scare. So do we all thrash it down?
Yeah,
how do you feel about it?
I like it.
I think they're better than Black Tide.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Sid made the most appropriate comment, which is that they sound like early suicidal tendencies.
Yes.
No, that's true. But better.
No.
Can I throw one? Can I do a thrash?
Is it a local band?
Yes, it is. And unsigned.
Unsigned.
Local to your hometown or to New York?
No, to New York.
Okay, what's their name?
It's Tiger Flowers.
Oh, well, I mean, come on.
Well, that's
Do we already know about them?
I don't know
about them.
He sounds familiar.
Rob knows everything.
I think he was a boxer. Tiger Flowers.
Not a golfer?
Yeah.
I'm loading the MySpace now.
Tiger uppercut.
True.
Can we queue up the MySpace, guys?
They just played on Monday with My America and Khan, and they played 2 weeks ago with Shai Halluth at the Party Expo.
Is that band still together?
Sort of.
You listened to Shai Halluth?
No, but I knew about them.
What, are you 16 in high school?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's The Last Horse, The Weight.
The Weight's good.
Is it?
It is good. Well, you guys can judge.
What do we think, guys?
I like it.
I like it, but it's not original.
What really is?
I don't know. It's just like
I'll give it a
try. Like any other.
Are they your friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
I like it.
To be honest.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that kind of. It's not really my kind of music, so I'm not the best person to say. But that one note repetitive thing bothers me a lot. Like I hear that in a lot of music.
That's Darren's OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it forces me to count each how many notes there are.
Sid.
I'll thrash it, but it's half the thrash that I thrashed the other band.
We can't start giving, this
half thrashes?
Yeah.
Why don't we just say three thrashes out of five?
Well, just because I like two bands doesn't mean I like them exactly the same.
Right, but those aren't your options.
Thrash. That's fine, thrash.
Thank you. No, what I was saying is, if you want, maybe we should think about, like, revamping the rating system.
Could you please go to this band, Queef Huffer? If that's a real band, I thrash them regardless of the sound. Because
well,
that was one of the greatest names. I remember the band Gashofer, and they were not that great, but Queefhofer, I bet, is really good.
Well, you don't like Hooker in the Morgue?
That's also good.
We'll get to that in a second.
It's not as good as Kiefer Sutherland, but... Sorry.
John Cougar Concentration Camp?
Yeah.
I heard that one.
Or Cheryl Cro-Mags.
That's this weekend, too. We're seeing Cro-Mags.
At the Metal Fest.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the truth.
Truth.
What is a Slipknot one band? Someone's. okay. Queef Huffer is loaded. They're from Jacksonville, Florida.
Fantastic. Is it like an angry militant lesbian band?
Wait, here's the best thing. Their quote is Infatuation, limited cassette release out now. Awesome.
I thrash it.
Yeah, I don't even want to listen at it.
Let's not.
One of the song titles is Pink Sock, by the way. Just so you know. But it's alive.
It's a live track. That Inflatable Dominatrix. Rough Mix. This is a Rough Mix. I don't know. Defleshed, Deflowered, Deep Fried. The Gainesville Ripper. Bludgeon Beyond Recognition.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Other live tracks include Jerking Off and Vaginal Sludge.
Yeah, I don't even want to listen to it. It'll only make it worse. This is as good as it's going to get.
We should listen to one.
Okay, fine.
How about Defleshed, Deflowered, and Deep Fried?
Rob, where are they from?
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. Someone in the chat said they were from Coco.
The Peen?
The whole album.
Oh, yeah, Deep Fryer could come.
Come on.
This is making me have to go take a piss. Is that it?
Yeah. This is a deep cut. This is their B side.
Guys, it's only been 30 seconds of frying.
This is a P side.
Oh, geez.
Really? This is the whole song?
If this is the whole song, I'm glad we listened to it.
Thrash it.
I do not thrash it. This is not even trying.
Come on. Give us something, Queef Huffer.
Why don't you just fast forward?
Yeah.
The MySpace player is terrible. I won't.
Find them on YouTube or Bing. Just Bing them. I'm trying to work that into conversation. I'm getting paid. Whenever I want to say Google, I say Bing. I get 3 cents for each time. Oh. Same song.
Nice. Lee Puffer has some fantastic shirts.
If you want to see those shirts, you can Bing them. Just
Bing Queen Puffer.
Just Bing Queen Puffer.
Infatuation with vaginal flatulence. I am down. I don't care what anyone says. I am buying Queen Puffer's album.
Yeah.
Or at least their shirt. I'll wear their shirt.
They definitely put the effort in.
It's a tube top, though. You guys walk around
with all those tube tops all the time.
It's not a tube top. It's a regular shirt, and Rob's wearing it.
Oh.
It's a Spanx.
Rob was wearing that one time.
Yeah.
Wonderful Queef Huffer. I thrash the image.
Yeah.
I trash the music.
I thrash both.
Yeah.
Thrash.
The garbage.
Lots and lots of thrashing.
The music was good until before the band came on, when it was just peeing, or whatever that was.
It was the fryer. It
sounded like peeing to me, so that was good.
Right. So that was that. That was Queef Huffer, myspace.com/Queef Huffer.
We have to just give credit to the person who recommended this to us.
Who was it?
It's Michelle, and she does alterations to metal t-shirts.
So that was probably her. She did that. There wasn't a tube top.
Oh, I see. And what's her MySpace URL, Noah?
It's, wait, I don't know how to read it.
S&M alteration.
Oh,
S&M spelled
that's
out.
That's not, yeah, you got to change that name.
The first time I looked at it, I was like, what's sand malteration?
That's what I said, too.
I'm just really fucking high.
I had to reread.
All right, Hooker in the Morgue looks like a serious band.
Some crazy vatos. Or is that the Undertaker? The fourth one, the third one, is that the Undertaker?
It may be. Like the bicycle.
Wait, who is
yeah,
this?
American Badass on
Hooker in the Morgue.
And then why is that one kid like further away than the rest of them?
Why is one of them wearing a yellow t-shirt?
He looks like he's in Attack.
Anyway,
it can't be yellow t-shirts in morgue.
Connecticut Death Grind.
Connecticut Death
Grind. Oh,
no, Connecticut
okay.
Death. No, Death / Grind.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not Death Grind.
What difference does it make, really?
Your tits are on
Connecticut.
Your tits are on stilts.
If you just say death grind, people will think it's a new genre anyway.
Double barrel colon cleanser.
Mm. Wait, how old are these people? They look like kids.
Probably.
You don't know anything about colon cleanse.
Hey, you don't know. They're in Connecticut. You know
it's Danny, but it's spelled wrong.
With an I, like a broad.
Let's hear the colon song.
Yeah, let's hear the colon cleanse.
And then play the song.
Double barrel colon cleanser. Here we go.
Rob, could you please tell us what their quote is there? Their little one.
Fuck bitches, is get money.
So we know what they're all about.
Is there a dollar sign at the end?
No, you would think the bitches would have dollar signs in it, but no.
When you sound like this, you're not going to do either of those things. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Very bad. This is horrible.
Listen to some Jonas Brothers if you want to fuck bitches and get money.
Sean, I feel you're not taking this seriously.
I think he's taking it very seriously.
Yeah. I feel like
he's
going to
check all these bands
out.
It's
true.
Like
I'm probably going to go home
with milk.
I
Hooker in the Morgue, everybody.
Strongly advise you not to check them out. Yeah. So anything I could do as a friend to stop you from checking them out.
You're like my sponsor. My terrible
but
music
if you,
sponsor.
If you insist on checking them out, use Bing.
I feel like I'll get some interesting things if I type Hooker in the Morgue and Bing.
Bing them. 12 cents, maybe. And count.
You are loaded, dude.
Just don't go gambling that money away, Darren.
Are you kidding? That's what it's for.
It's an entire ecosystem that he creates.
Microsoft found funding my gambling problem.
Have you tried binging gambling problem, Darren?
Hold on, I'll do that right now.
B-I-N-G.
I think someone from Bing is on the line right now.
347, you're on the live cast. What is your name and where are you from?
You're on the Zach Bing hotline.
Hello.
Hi.
Not familiar.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Darren is so hot.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
I actually have a pretty serious question.
Okay.
Can you lower your speakers? Because we're getting the echo back.
Oh, because I'm by the computer. That sucks.
Yeah.
So you want to know my real name?
Darren, she sounds
we
really
We definitely want to know your real name.
Why don't you ask Darren? Maybe he knows who I am.
Darren, do you know who she is?
Not a clue.
Why don't you reveal
Well, her? I'll tell you. I have a big, fat, black ass, just like you like.
Oh, I know who this is.
Who is
this
it?
This is someone Rob knows. This is someone Rob knows, too.
No, actually, it's Angela. What's up?
Yeah, he knows you.
Oh, Rob knows me. That's right. No, actually, I was calling. First of all, happy birthday, Noah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I was actually calling with a pretty serious question. Who does the website? Because I have to say, it's really awesome.
Oh. Metal Injection, you mean? Or Bing? Are we talking about Bing?
Bing? It would be Bill Gates. He's.
No. Who designs the website? I was curious.
Did someone pay this woman?
Yeah, this is Rob, is she on your payroll?
The 20?
Darren's hot.
Angela.
Rob is a great web designer.
$20 is in the mail.
I want our audience to go and Bing the records for Metal Injections.
Darren, it sounds like Angela wants you to Bing her. That's what I'm talking about.
Totally.
Maybe in the cards. No. Rob, who does the website?
Let me check. Oh, me.
I always love when people like sometimes you'll put a video up on YouTube or something and they'll comments will say, you know, this guy sucks. Metal Injection should fucking fire him. It's horrible.
It's my favorite comment. My favorite critique.
One time I wrote back and I was like I pretended I was some jerk off and I was like, yeah, he fucking sucks. Who do I write to? Let's all make a petition and send it. Send it in. Yeah, you're like Metal Injection is Megadeth, and you're Dave Mustaine. You didn't laugh.
Does that mean Metal Sucks is like Metallica?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Which one of them is Kirk Hammett, then? I've only
Which one of them is Cliff Burton?
I think I've only met two of them.
Yeah, there's only... Well, there's two owners. But,
the one is Kirk Hammett. They're all Jason Newsted. It's like four Jason Newsteds.
What's that guy's name? The crab walk around?
Robert Trujillo. Angela, are you still there?
Yes.
So, is
I'm
it true that you want Darren?
Can we get off this line? She's married.
Darren is very hot.
About 16. Married.
How long do you
she's
know Darren?
20.
For?
How old are you? I don't want to give your age away.
I'm 24.
How long do you know Darren for?
A while, actually. I met Darren like 6 years ago or something.
Was that before or after the circumcision?
We met because she knows Jeff. That was exactly 6 years ago they circumcised.
That's why I'm asking. Was it before or after? I want to
know
how much he's changed.
I don't know exactly when I met her.
Why does she know Jeff?
Because she was married to his friend.
Jeff has friends?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
You know, there are other people listening. Can we not be so rude and say horrible curse words like Jeff? It's just disgusting, you know? God.
Touché.
Jeff and Angela.
That's a potty mouth.
Who has Jeff not had a falling out with?
I don't know if
anyone knows who Jeff is.
I was going to explain it, so Jeff is a good friend.
You know that, like, really fat guy that you see sitting in McDonald's, like, consuming way more than he should? Everyone knows a Jeff. That's Jeff.
I've had Jeff before, Noah.
No, well, I know who he is, but I don't think our listeners know who he is.
Jeff's just a guy that we know who's like he's a nice guy, but he's sometimes annoying. He's about like.
And he also has no neck.
I saw a picture of Jeff.
He's one of these people. I don't know if you know him. He's one of these people that when they sit around the house,
they sit around the house.
Oh, I see what you did.
He's one of those kind of people.
Are we going to do jokes for the last half hour?
That's the only one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hard not to make fun of him. The kid like fucking eats mayo. Like, how do you not make fun of him, you know?
There's nothing wrong with mayo.
When you eat the whole jar, I don't know.
So, what about Miracle Whip? Does he like Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip?
Isn't it might have to
no,
reconsider? What? Hang up on this girl.
I don't really want to sit here and diss Jeff.
You guys can hang up on me. It's totally cool.
He's a friend of mine, but he does. He's quite large.
If you guys want to know more about Jeff, just bing him.
Angela, would you bing Jeff?
She's passed out from the just from the.
Okay,
the
happy birthday, Noah, and hey, Darren, give me a call, okay? Bye.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, Darren.
She's a really nice lady.
Darren, why don't you give her a call?
Yeah, very nice lady. Pictures? And she's, yes, I do. She's my Facebook.
Can we see her?
Yeah.
She's right here. She's a metal injection friend on Facebook, and she's in the top of it because.
You turned your computer the wrong way.
It shows, well, there's
click
more people
her.
Over here. Move.
Click on her.
That's her. Does this lead to her profile?
Yes.
I'm sure it would.
Wait, did I ever meet her in person? Was
no.
she that girl from the Russian guys yet?
No.
No. What Russian? Oh, the Santa one?
No,
the
one with
the club. When we went to the club with the green the shirt.
The one that said black cherry or whatever.
God in the chat room is really working for Bing.
What did he say?
Bing, 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 bing. And then,
he is making so much money right now.
That's her husband right there.
And then...
they went to your birthday a couple years ago,
yep.
right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like you better for her, Darren.
What? Come on, what the fuck? Why are you trying to stud marital problems here?
I'm not.
I think she was. We were.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about
her username in the chat is Darren is so hot.
She's a very lovely young lady, and she's too young for me.
Nina writes, bing, 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 banana phone.
See, she sings it. She's singing a lovely song and getting 21 cents all at the same time. That is if she signed the same deal.
Oh, man. We really Microsoft should.
Bing trademark.
Sliding scale.
We really should call Microsoft after all this Bing promotion. The last half hour has been a giant Bing ad.
What's their phone number? You should Bing it right now.
Let me Bing product placement.
We're gonna make this happen. I'm telling you, people are gonna be.
They are getting so many hits because of us.
People are gonna start. See, they don't care about hits because it's Microsoft. What they really want is for people to say Bing, and just say Bing to mean Bing. Yeah,
Bing?
Yeah, that's a good idea. They're gonna get more Bings by doing this. Did you find the number or?
No. There's. When I binged Bing product placement number, it surprisingly didn't give me the number. Something must be broken on Bing.
Wait, say that three times.
Bing must be broken. Bing, Bing, Bing.
Ching.
Cha-ching.
Cha-bing.
Cha-bing. Let's just try to invigorate the word Bing into any of our words. Anything we Bing.
Okay.
Any Bing we say.
Wrap it up.
Thanks. You know what? That's not a bad idea.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to play the controversial commercial from last week.
Well, it wasn't controversial at the time. He wasn't dead.
Controversial now.
It's controversial because we're saying it's controversial.
Okay.
I can barely say it's controversial, but
wait,
controversial.
What word can you say?
Bing. All right, guys. Thank you for listening in on another
Bing,
edition.
Also, Bing is the sound that Peter Steele's head made when it.
Oh, no.
Bing.
Too far.
Bing right
why
did
you Bing too far? See? That's where
he
went.
Did
use Bing Maps. Bing Maps to find too far, because that's where you're going.
Bing Maps. This is a good joke. We should open up a Bing doc and write all of these down.
I'm gonna subscribe to this podcast in my Bing reader.
We're talking about the soul of our Bing groups right now.
All right. We'll Bing you next week, everybody.
there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you could have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, oh little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, its face was white as snow like Coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Pomeraya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E, F. H I J K L M S O P Q R S T U V W X Y. Now I know my A B C's. That's why won't you sing with me?
Then of course, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Dude, it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
So appealing for us to get together and sing.
No life,
ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding
dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding
dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding
dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, 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 round. You're ruining my flow! This is Peter Steele, I'm a stinking professional and you're ruining it! Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele! I'll kill you!
God, I hate stupid children! Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele! Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele!
We'll ding in. Tomorrow.
I think.
Sloppy and you're sloppy.
All right.